Well, the National Weather Service is calling today a double whammy, maybe a triple. The Northeast is getting walloped by a nor'easter. Heavy rain and mountain snow is falling in parts of California and Nevada. Meanwhile, the Mountain West has been seeing more snow than it has in several years, which is attractive for skiers and snowmobilers heading for the backcountry. But there's a bigger risk of avalanches. Caitlin Tan of the Mountain West News Bureau tells us how backcountry professionals in Wyoming are preparing for the possibility of more dangerous snow slides.
It's a sunny day in the foothills of the Wyoming Range, one of the more popular trailheads in the area for snowmobilers. Sublette County's Tip Top Search and Rescue is hosting a public avalanche awareness class on this brisk morning. John Cochever is leading the class. He's a cheerful, tall guy with a contagious laugh. A small group of bundled up skiers and snow machiners gather around.
We have struggled in the past with not getting very many people, and then there was the accident.
The accident was about 5 years ago. A local man died in an avalanche not far from this trailhead.
I think it really raised awareness in the communities about the hazards that can be in the hills and actually close to the trail. You hear a lot of people talk about, oh, it's safe, it's right next to the trail. Well, it isn't always.
And this year, avalanche conditions have been pretty variable. Recently, a lot of new snow, followed by dramatic temperature changes from 20 below to 30 above, have created weak layers in the snow. And the wind didn't help. Weak layers are what can make snow unstable and can lead to avalanches. But it's not all bad. Gabrielle Antonoli with the Bridger-Teton Avalanche Center says all the new snow is helping.
That layer is sort of just getting buried deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's good because we have a lower likelihood of triggering it.
But Antonoli says that doesn't mean the weak layer completely disappears either.
The likelihood is lowering of triggering it, but the consequence of triggering it is quite high. Because if we do, it's a really big avalanche.
She says last year, avalanche conditions were relatively low in the western U.S. There just wasn't much snow to begin with, and so the sun was out a lot, making it super solid, not so unstable. But this year, Antonoli expects the weaker layers of the snow to stay till spring. So backcountry users need to be prepared and careful. Today, one group is learning how to use a beacon. It's a GPS device that can help locate someone who's been buried by an avalanche. Elsewhere, another group of six is practicing for that tragic scenario. They're hurriedly shoveling through an 8-foot-tall snowbank that's almost as hard as cement. Cochever says it's what it might feel like digging for someone who's stuck. One guy does the initial shoveling, and the rest move that snow away. As they get tired, they rotate.
Keep on digging, guys. Keep on digging. You're young, you're strong.
After about 10 minutes, the group gets to the buried object. Cochever says a buried person has about 15 minutes for a 90% chance of survival. That's as long as the trauma of the avalanche doesn't kill them first. This winter, there have been more than a dozen avalanche-caused deaths in the U.S., all in the Rocky Mountain West. And people will likely go into the snowy backcountry even through May. The local search and rescue responds to many avalanche calls. And Cochever says almost every member has responded to a fatal accident involving someone they knew.
So we don't want to be finding any of you out there. It's not good. It's hard on us also.
Cochever says backcountry users should keep a few things in mind to avoid triggering an avalanche. Stick to slopes that angle less than 30 degrees. Fallen trees or large clearings are also an indication that the slope is avalanche prone. For Here and Now, I'm Caitlin Tan in the Wyoming Range.